Eagle, will he move discs? Maybe. Let's bring up helicopters and dynamic disc.
Will Eagle McMahon signing with MVP Discs really help their sales?
So I wanted to touch base with you as a store owner, Shane. Of course, you own Door Disc out in Wisconsin. But I wanted to get your take on these big sponsorship announcements. How does that affect your plans as far as a store? Are you, like, all of a sudden now you've got to stock up on a lot of MVP? Or how do you look at that, especially your experience with Simon being signed to MVP and now Eagle?
Right. Yeah. So to be truthful, 90% of the signings and moves don't make a big difference to our bottom line. They don't move discs. We've seen two players in recent history, Macbeth and Simon, and those two have moved discs more than any other player that we've seen. Eagle, will he move discs? Maybe. I think so. I'm kind of hedging my bets that it will. I think the more important question is, will the Crush Boys being reunited, I mean, move that needle even more? I think that's probably what's going to be the most effective if they start their marketing that the Crush Boys are back and they start putting a lot of those videos out there on social media, pushing that back out there.
Did you get anybody? I mean, when Macbeth moved over and when Simon moved over, were people immediately contacting the store saying, hey, when are you going to get the XYZ disc from them? Has any of that happened even with Eagle? Because I know they posted something online where there is a specific disc coming. Do you have people already asking if you're going to have that in your store?
We do, actually, yeah. One of the big reasons why I knew it came out, because for some reason I wasn't subscribed to the newsletter, but I had someone call me and say, hey, are we going to be stocking these? So I had my chance to grab one or two of them. We'd love to buy them from you. I said, oh, absolutely, we will. And that's when I jumped online and figured out what was being sold and got the order in.
So another question I want to ask is, like, and because I've seen a lot of people speculate as far as, like, the surge that happens, and it seems like I don't think people are, like, bouncing back and forth from different manufacturers, but it does seem like some of these people that have a brand already as far as a player are taking advantage of their notoriety and their brand and going to making big changes as far as manufacturers, and so that there is kind of a surge in their brand. But does that surge last over time?
I think so. I mean, it really has everything to do with the marketability of the person. So, you know, people like Macbeth. Macbeth spoke with his actions. Simon speaks very much with his social media and his presence, his personality. Obviously, he can do fantastic things with the disc. Eagle, I think, is going to be one that's going to be a little bit harder to speak for. But I think when you bring Eagle and Simon together, they're a known quality. It's like, peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump says.
Nice. Do you foresee upping your MVP as a whole because of the Eagle signing? Or are you just going to more concentrate on the specialty discs that are made by MVP for Eagle?
I think we will probably carry a bit more because we've seen some brands kind of fall off the radar a little bit as far as sales go up here where we are. So what we're doing is kind of removing some of those brands and bringing some of the big sellers in. And MVP, Innova's always been a top seller, but MVP, Axiom, Streamline, those three will probably stock the shelves a bit deeper.
What would your answer be to the people that say, you know, I don't care who throws what as long as I like what I throw? What's your answer to them?
We still got it all. I mean, and that's completely fine because in every brand, you name a disc and that brand will have the disc that you want. So if you're a destroyer thrower, I can find a brand that'll have a destroyer. Every brand has them and those are the ones that they go after. So I would say that probably holds true with most of our customers. They don't care who's on the disc. They care what disc it is and what it does for them. And honestly, it's usually the fastest disc they can find.
Okay. Do you think this is bigger news? Eagle, is it bigger news than Gannon Burr to Discmania? Or you think it's on the same lines? Or what are your thoughts as far as that?
I think it is more recent because Gannon Burr had an entire year to get settled into going to Discmania with the whole Prodigy lawsuit. And everybody knew he was going there. And I don't think it was any surprise. The lawsuit just slowed it down. So I think it was able to tarnish a bit. I think Eagles is bright and shiny. It's new. And it's also once again, I'll go back to it. It's reuniting the Crush Boys. And I think seeing that happen is paramount in disc golf right now.
So in that aspect, it's now both players have a really good brand. I mean, I know Gannon puts out some hilarious vlogs and has a lot of fun with the social media and things like that. And I would say Eagle is probably on the same lines as far as a brand in itself. So it seems like these two players, though, have both aspects of what you want in a player. In other words, they are good players, decent players, you know, top players, and they have a good social media brand. Right. As a store owner, does that make you excited to see manufacturers make these choices to bring on these brands to their brands, for the lack of a better term?
The reason why is because it's not a flash in the pan. This won't be something where we're going to bring in X number of discs that have a signature on them and they're just going to sit. There's relevance to the reality of social media. So when Eagle and Simon throw video after video and after post out there, it keeps MVP and their products relevant. So I'm excited about it because that whole brand and segment in our shop is just going to move that much quicker, that much easier, and that much more consistently.
Now, you said something about discs just sitting on the shelf. I'm assuming you have some examples. I mean, you know, I don't know if you want to say any examples, but there's some examples of where there was a lot of hype behind a player and that hype didn't prove to be something that moved the disc as far as sales. What do you think that is? Why do you think that happens?
I can bring up some very specific ones. Let's bring up helicopters and dynamic disc. we have two players and both very different players. And I think DD acquired both of these players for very different reasons. Kona was her social media reach. Ricky was his play. And both of them fell flat in their delivery. Those discs sit. And it's no shade to the players. It's just the discs are stock. And I don't know if DD did a good enough job of giving them molds that were specific to them and catered to them. Because when you take an Explorer, you can put so many names on an Explorer. And that's exactly what DD did. You can put so many names on, you name the disc, and that's what they will do. What MVP is doing right in these transitions is they're giving them their own lines. Whether they're molds that they've used or not in the past, they are now exclusively the lines of these players. So James, Simon, and Eagle, they got their own discs.
I heard that on another podcast I was listening to. That was one of the things that they believed, and I agree, is that what made Macbeth moving to Discraft a more successful move is because the rumors were that Macbeth was unhappy with Innova, and because Macbeth wanted his own line. And when right. Discraft moved over, it was like all of a sudden Macbeth was like, you know what, Discraft has got my back. In fact, they're helping me make my own line of discs. And that helped people be more supportive of Macbeth and Discraft, which I think was a great move. So, yeah, it does. I mean, I hate to say that about the company that I used to work for, but it did feel like they thought that the names just had the Midas touch. In other words, they just had to slap a name on a disc and it would help move right. those discs. And it sounds like from a store owner's perspective, that wasn't the case.
No. Especially coming out of 2020, we're really surveying of what we wanted to see as owners, store owners. And one of the biggest things was for us is stop putting names on discs and give us some stock stamps, because names are very particular, very regional, and they're hardcore fans. But for the most part, like I said, there have been two people that have moved discs in the recent past. And, you know, to add to that list is Kristen Tatar as well. But between those three players, they're the only ones that people come in and see their name and want to purchase them.
Okay, but I want to know your opinion. What do you think? Does it really help? Do you buy discs because of a certain person that throws that disc? Let me know in the comments.